Welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown, the podcast that delves into the intriguing world of artificial intelligence research. I'm Megan, here with my awesome co-host, Ray. What's the latest, Ray?
Well, Megan, I'm as eager as ever to unravel some AI complexities. Today, we're looking at a surprising paper from the archives, right?
Yes, Ray. We have a paper from Archive titled, Why Do Small Language Models Underperform? Studying Language Model Saturation via the Softmax Bottleneck. It's by Nathan Godey, Eric de la Clergerie, and Benoit Sago. They seem to have cracked the code to a problem that occurs when using smaller language models.
Language models, they sure are a recurring topic. Are we talking about the smaller counterparts to the big boys like GPT-3 here, Megan?
That's right, Ray. And we love the smaller models because they save a lot of time and resources. But they often encounter this problem where they can only learn to a certain point and then their progress just stops.
Oh, so we're dealing with the issue of performance saturation here. This paper gives us an insight into this problem, does it?
Yeah, they do. The authors focus largely on what they call the softmax bottleneck. Put simply, it's a prediction hurdle that seems to be more severe in smaller models, especially those with fewer hidden dimensions.
So let me get this straight. These hidden dimensions are like abstract concepts that the model learns during training, right? It's like they state, there seems to be a misalignment when our model is on the smaller side and what it's trying to predict is complex, like language.
That's a great way to put it, Ray. This study suggests that a mismatch in complexity results in the model's inability to accurately predict language, which is quite layered and intricate.
Language, with all its unending intricacies. The authors go beyond just identifying the problem. They provide a fair amount of analysis as well.
They sure do. They closely studied Pythia models and found that over time, these models tend to show signs of anisotropy, where they display a bias in a particular direction, which is not ideal.
So ideally, we'd want a well-rounded understanding of language from our model. If a specific dimension is preferentially highlighted, it narrows the model's perspective, right?
Spot on, Ray. They also did something quite interesting. They looked at the singular value distributions of the language modeling heads. They found that the distributions started to flatten, suggesting the models were becoming more focused on certain concepts and ignoring others.
Oh, and didn't they mention something interesting about having fewer than 1,000 hidden dimensions? If I recall correctly, they found that the model's perplexity began to rise, meaning the models were struggling more and more with the complexity of the language.
Yes, you're right. This paper sheds valuable light on the potential issues that the softmax bottleneck can cause in smaller language models. It's food for thought for AI researchers exploring model design and training strategies.
No doubt about that, Megan. If we aim to create language models that are not just efficient, but effective too, then this paper is a great place to start.
And that wraps up another episode. If you like what you hear, drop us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's a small gesture that makes a big difference. Thanks for tuning in to AI Breakdown.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring. This has been AI Breakdown. Don't stop being curious, folks.